Three simultaneous grid crises and a gene therapy milestone. Three distinct regions of the United States are simultaneously experiencing grid stress of a kind that the national transmission infrastructure is poorly equipped to absorb collectively. The Southwest Power Pool, which manages electricity for 14 central U.S. states, issued a warning of possible rolling blackouts after temperatures topped 100 degrees and depleted operating reserves on Tuesday. Texas simultaneously shattered demand records with temperatures past 105 degrees. Southern California is experiencing its most intense heat wave of 2026, with triple-digit temperatures, dangerous surf from post-tropical storm Elida, and elevated fire risk expected through next week. Because U.S. grid regions have limited capacity to share large amounts of power across boundaries, a known transmission bottleneck, simultaneous extreme heat events cannot meaningfully bail each other out. The political irony of the grid stress is sharp. Trump set a public deadline to halve electricity prices. That deadline has passed with rates up 18%. Record heat-driven demand is now placing additional upward pressure on spot electricity prices in multiple markets simultaneously, compressing any political space for claiming progress on the affordability commitment. A tornado outbreak in Kentucky and severe storms across the Ohio Valley rounded out a week in which multiple weather hazard categories, heat, fire risk, dangerous surf, and severe storms, struck simultaneously across a large portion of the country. A geomagnetic storm created northern lights visibility across 10 states, including parts of the northern United States. A reminder that the elevated solar activity driving spectacular aurora displays also has the potential to disrupt satellite communications and radio navigation systems. The dual-use character of geomagnetic events is often overlooked in coverage that focuses on their visual appeal. A personalized gene therapy helped a teenager with epilepsy walk independently. A proof of concept that patient-specific gene therapies targeting individual genetic variants are becoming clinically feasible rather than merely theoretically possible. A commentary published in Nature separately warned that AI-edited bird photographs submitted to citizen science databases like eBird and iNaturalist risk corrupting the scientific record used to track climate-driven species range shifts and population declines. If AI altered images, which can subtly change backgrounds, lighting, or plumage appearance, are accepted into those databases, researchers drawing conclusions from them would be working from compromised data. On public health, RFK Jr. declared a cyclosporiasis outbreak under control, while the case count was reportedly still rising, a gap between official characterization and epidemiological reality that risks eroding public trust in future health communications.